Patricia Benjamin. This is the Up Patricia Show, and you're listening to Rec Radio. Don't you love it? Going back there, back in the day. That's Anointed with Don't Sweat It. That's what we're all about on today's show. That's Patricia's show. Here we are to inspire you and to motivate you. And most of all, to let you remember, don't sweat the small stuff. How are you guys doing? I hope you're having an amazing day. I am having an amazing day because I have decided to have an amazing day. I have decided life is what you make it. And life is something that we live on a daily basis. So in order for my life to be what I want it to be, I know each day needs to be what I want it to be. And I need to make it. Yeah. So I don't like to put myself at the end. You know, you have cause and effect, and you can sit at the point of effect. But why not go to cause? Why not be the reason why things are happening? Instead of waiting to see what's going to happen today, let's decide what's going to happen today. And I've decided I'm going to have an amazing day. Now that song, I especially chose it. I loved it when it first came out, but it just seemed perfect because what do they say? Don't sweat it, which means don't sweat the small stuff. And for me, that's a big deal because it means that I am freeing up my mind. Yeah, I'm freeing up my energy, taking it off all the things that, you know, in a way, they're quite trivial. And even though they can be trivial, they can be a real block to us being happy and us being peaceful and being in a good place, because our mind is taken up with worrying about all the itty bitty details. And sometimes it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to even take that on board. It's like, what do they say? Like keeping the big picture in mind, keeping the perspective or keeping the right focus, not just on things, but on people. Sometimes we have our focus on the wrong people. People are not helpful, you know? So find a way to keep your focus on things and people that truly matter to you. I was looking up ways that we do allow ourselves to sabotage our own happiness, our own inner joy. And this is one of the things that came up, you know, sweating the small stuff and allowing ourselves to get taken up, really taken up by superficial issues that creates frustration. And then that frustration brings a sense of futility about life in general. What we really want to do is to remember that most of life's issues, the things that we think are so big, are actually the small stuff. And the things that really matter are the things that our heart and our spirit is drawn to. So if you've been a bit guilty of worrying about every little thing that might go wrong, that could go wrong, that might possibly happen, I just want to remind you to come back to the place in your heart, the place in your spirit that keeps you centered. Coming back, yeah, coming back to that place makes all the difference. Now, I had a really good weekend, not because I did anything particularly amazing. I just kind of lounged around the house in my lounging clothes. It's very hot out here in the Caribbean. I'm in Jamaica still, and it's really nice weather. So I just lounged around and just enjoyed the scenery. I didn't do too much, but what made it really nice was my husband gave me a call. And he was just sharing some good news, some good family news. I have four children, and they've all been brought up to believe in the Lord, but I've never ever shoved Christianity down their throats, because I feel that when you stuff something down somebody's throat, it usually makes them quite resistant. And then, you know, when they get to a certain age, maybe 15, 16, then you can't see them for dust, because it's like, oh, right, I had to go to church every day when I was little. Mum and dad took me to church. And then as soon as they get of an age, they think, well, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go out and explore the world. Well, although we did take them to church, it was not kicking and screaming. But we never ever made it something that was, it had to happen. And so when in their teens, some of them didn't want to go to church every week, it was not an issue. I really had no sense of, I've got to make them go. And the reason for that is I committed my children to God. You know, I committed them to Him and I commended them to Him. And I've always had this inner sense that they will always come back to home, come back to God, because that's where they came from. And for me, if you just feed their spirit and show them love, show them compassion, and treat them in a way that glorifies God, I feel that's more of a testimony, a more of an impact than making them go to church, you know. And so all of my, my sister, I have four children, and three of them have been Christians for some time. Just had one son who wasn't. And then my husband told me at the weekend that my son called and said he'd prayed the prayer of faith and given his heart to the Lord, also him and his partner. So we're really excited. And I just have this real sense of God's faithfulness. You know, there's just something about resting in Him. When you've really committed something to the Lord, that's the time you have to rest in Him. And that means resting even when it looks like things aren't happening how they should. You know, when it looks like they're doing stuff, you think, what are they doing that for? Where are they going? Why would you do that? Why would you make that decision? You know, but I've not been like that. I've just, none of those things have moved me, because I just felt He'll come home. And that's exactly what He's done. And for me, that's just a testimony to God and His faithfulness and how much we can trust Him, how much we can lean on Him, how much we can cast our cares on Him, how much we can know when we commit it to Him, when we commit our ways towards Him, we know that He will truly bring it to pass. And that helps me not to sweat the small stuff. It helps me to stay at peace. It helps me to maintain my equilibrium, because that, that sense of being grounded, that sense of being sure-footed, I don't feel as if I'm thrown off course when things that happen are not in the plan, because I recognize that everybody has their own journey. And my journey is not my children's journey. But either way, I'm going to honor it. I'm going to honor their path, just like my path was my path. But for me, it's about the peace that we can have when we relax and just trust in the Lord. And so that's one way that I've been making myself happy. That's one way today I thought that is something to put on my gratefulness list. You know, do you ever make a list of things that you're grateful for? That's something that I definitely had to put on my list. And when I had my prayer time, that was one of the first things that I thanked the Lord for. It's just so wonderful. Just is wonderful. It's like my dad. Like, my dad's 96, okay? And I remember as a child, always prayed for him to give his heart to the Lord when I was young. And that was always one of my prayers. And we all prayed for Dad, because we'd all go to church on a Sunday, but Dad would never go. So it'd be Mom and us kids would go to church and Dad wouldn't go. He wasn't an unbeliever. He just wasn't a believer, you know. And then I look at him now in his latter years, and he is just talking about God all the time. You know, from the time he gets up to the time he goes to bed, he is so grateful. He is just declaring the goodness of God and the beauty of His world. It's just a joyous thing. And it just speaks to me in a way that even those old time prayers that you might have been praying for so long and you're wondering, is it going to happen? Just trust in God, you know. He hears our every prayer, every prayer, and he's working out his purpose in all our lives. And that for me is just a great way of enjoying a perfect peace. You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show on Rec Radio.
Exciting memories of how you brought me out of certain circumstances. Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you like I'm trusting in you now. The praise to you for all the things you do. Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come. I lift my hand if you give me half a second. I'm like that.
And I love the energy from that song. I get joy. Although I have joy within me, okay? I have joy within me. We all do. But I like to nurture that joy. I like to amp up that joy. And I like to just feel that joy. And it's just beautiful. So today I'm just talking about ways that we can make it a good day. That you can create your life. Instead of waiting to see what the week gives you, waiting to see what the day holds. Let's decide what kind of a day, what kind of a week we're going to have. And I've decided I'm going to have an amazing, happy, successful day. And that means I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. It means I'm going to be grateful. It means I'm going to just be thinking about God's faithfulness. And the other thing that I also do, and I have been doing, but sometimes I have to make myself do it, is actually be still. Yeah. And you know why I think it's important? I am in Jamaica and my dad likes to listen to the news, but the news to me doesn't have a lot of news. It's always the same kind of narrative and the same main topic, and it's really a bit much. And so what I like to do is just to take a mental pause, just a mental pause where I refresh and restore my ability to smile at the world, to look in the mirror, smile at myself, and to remember that everything is going to be okay. And so that sacred space that I remember talking to you all about near the beginning of the year, I was sharing about the importance of a sacred space. If you didn't catch those shows, you can find them over on Podomatic or Spotify, and various, and I think iTunes, you can carry the Ask Patricia show. And I talk about having a sacred space, which is just somewhere in your room, wherever you want it to be actually, but in your bedroom's easier because that's your own private space. And it could just be a corner of the bedroom that you set aside, which is where you can sit down, where you can just close your eyes and you can allow yourself that space to just be still, to shut out all of the constant bombardment of information that's coming at us and that sensory overload, things that we've gone through throughout the day, just shut them out, turn them right down, turn the dial right down and just begin to tune into your spirit, tune into what God's saying to you, tune in even to nature. If that helps you, your sacred space might be outside. You know, I'm saying that mine's inside. You might want to sit outside in the garden. Maybe you've got a tree you like to sit under. I don't know. Wherever you like to go to just be still. You might want to listen to nature. Whatever it is that works for you, that sacred space just comes into its own when you can just be still. And allow your mind to be renewed and refreshed, because I feel that has to be something that is done very deliberately. You know, it's not going to just happen. You have to decide, my mind needs to be renewed. I need something fresh and restorative to just fill my heart right now, to fill my mind. And that is where your sacred space comes in, where you sit still and listen. And that's where I love to use my essential oils. Like this morning, before I recorded today's show, I sat down and I took out my frankincense, because I do like frankincense, and I put it in my diffuser. And I sat still for several minutes and I just inhaled and then exhaled very deliberately. Nice deep breaths. Hold it for a moment at the top and then just release it. Just exhale. It just calms you down. It calms you down. It calms you down. Frankincense is just beautiful. Of course, you don't have to use frankincense. You could use peppermint. You could use eucalyptus, lavender, whatever is your favorite. I have different oils I use depending on what my mood is. I think, oh, I want to feel uplifted. Sometimes I put jasmine in because that's so beautiful and glorious. But this morning, because I wanted that meditative state and that deep relaxation, I wanted to breathe that in. Frankincense just did the job. So sacred space, taking time out for you, the right time, I tell you, makes all the difference. You're listening to The Ask Patricia Show on Rec Radio.
You are where I go to hide when the wind starts to blow, when the lightning starts to strike, when the thunder starts to roll, when this life becomes a fight, you are where I put my gloves down when I'm running out of time. You are where I go to slow down. You are my favorite place. You are my sacred space. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
With sacred space. Yeah, sacred space does it for me all the time. You know, it just helps me to raise my energy, raise my frequency, raise my vibration. You know, if you're starting to feel a little bit down in the dumps, no energy, this is how you raise your energy. Go into your sacred space. You will raise your vibration. Listen to God, listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to nature, tune into nature. Whatever works for you, your sacred space makes all the difference. And shall I tell you something else that I love to do to make myself happy? And I do it on my own, and it's crazy because, you know, you hear that expression, dance like no one's watching. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I just dance like no one's watching. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look cool, doesn't matter if it's not quite in time. But I find that when I dance just for the fun of it, just for the sheer exuberance, it just raises my energy. It just blesses me. It's so cool. I hope that you have discovered the power of the dance. And it's not just for people who are dancers, you know. I think it's just a powerful thing to do. It can be almost like a prayer, you know. I find depending on what kind of song it is, you can actually just tune into the Holy Spirit. You can tune into God. You really can. Do you remember that song we used to sing at school? Well, I don't know if you sang it at school, but we'd have this song called The Lord of the Dance. And he is the Lord of the dance. The Bible tells us that he dances over us with singing. So the Lord doesn't just sing and keep still. Oh no, he gets involved. He dances. And if the Lord dances, it's good enough for me. So when you want to just raise your energy, when you're not really feeling, you know, as good as you feel you could feel, put on some music and get to dancing. It really does raise you up. It really does. It's amazing the simple things that we can do that changes how we feel. Because you know, emotion is attached to motion. So dancing is a very pure form of spiritual energy. And we can use that in the way that the Lord created it to be made. Dancing, yes, it can make you feel good as well. Like we can dance because we hear a good beat. Think, oh yeah, that's I really like that song. It's got a good beat, and we're dancing to the song. But sometimes you can dance, and you're dancing, and your own spirit is coming alive. Although your spirit is always alive, but what I mean is, you are really raising yourself up. You know, the Bible says to arise. Sometimes we have to get up and change our position, change what we're doing, do something different. And it doesn't have to be a spiritual song or a gospel song. It can just be a feel-good song, literally a feel-good song. And that's what you need to do. So let's go for it right now. I'm going to put on a song that I really like. And wherever you are, why not get to dancing? Here's Marvin Gaye and Tammi Terrell. Okay, let's go.
Somehow
Well, I hope you like those two there. I had to go for the Staple Singers after that. I'll take you there. Such a classic, such a feel-good song. So you're listening to the Ask Patricia Show. I'm your host, Patricia Benjamin, and you know it is RUAC Radio. Talking about how to make it a great day, a great week, a great year, because life is what you make it. We don't have to wait and see what's going to happen. We can get in the driver's seat and we can make our own choices, our own decisions, and decide how it's going to go. Yeah, my son did a TikTok video a little while ago. I mean, I have resisted joining TikTok, and because my son has now decided to use the platform, I've had to join because I want to encourage him, of course. And one of the first videos that he did was attitude and approach. And he said, whatever happens in life, it is up to you the way the story is going to go. Okay, I love that, because it's not like, let's just see what happens here, then we'll know what to do. No, it's like, what's my attitude going to be? What's my approach going to be? Because it's up to us. You know, you can have people in the same situation and people react in different ways and they have different outcomes, even though they had the same situation to deal with, but they've come out in a different way. So it's up to you how the story's going to go. So we're finding ways to make our day, to make our week, to make our life go the way that we want it to go. Now, one thing that I've been doing, I talked about this the other week on the show. I was talking about friendships and the need for friendship. And I was saying that because I'm out here in the Caribbean, out here in Jamaica, all of my friends are not really here. And although it's great that we have Zoom and the like and WhatsApp and the like, you know, nothing beats skin to skin. Nothing beats person to person. So what you do? Well, I reached out to my cousin who's all the way in Toronto, the amazing Carolyn Morris-Walker. She's such a social butterfly. And I was telling her, as much as I'm enjoying the sunshine on my skin, so much vitamin D coming at me, I said, I do miss certain types of conversation, certain types of activities, and it was really sometimes the need to connect, that human connectivity with another person similar to yourself, and just to go off and just have some time. And she said, you know what, Patricia, do you know what, Kaz, I've got a friend out there in Jamaica, not that far away from you. And she was saying that she wasn't handling the lockdown very well at all. The lockdown is not going well. And I said, you know, I get it. Because even me, with so much life skills at my fingertips, even with my life coach training and my spirituality, it isn't automatic. With this forced situation that we've all been put in, you actually have to develop the skills and the resilience and put them to use to really stay the course and to keep your mental health and your emotional well-being. It's not just a catchphrase. Emotional well-being really matters. So what I did, I told Carolyn how I was feeling. She said, I've got a friend in exactly the same situation. I think you two are going to connect really well. So she gave us our numbers. So we reached out to each other. And you know what? I have a new friend. And I'm looking forward to going into town and just connecting and having some great girlfriend conversation. So I'm encouraging you, maybe you might need to step out of your box, do something a little bit different, and see how that works for you. But I've reached out and I'm looking forward to creating and enjoying a new friend. You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show here on RUAC Radio.
You're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
Love that. Barbra Streisand has one of the most purest, oh, beautiful voices. I love that. You've got a friend, Barbra Streisand, there. You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show here on Rec Radio, and I'm just showing you simple ways that you can do things to put yourself back in control. You don't have to wait to see what's going to happen. You don't have to see what the day brings, what the week brings, what your year brings. You can decide, what kind of a day am I going to have? What kind of a week am I going to have? What kind of a year am I going to have? And you can set things up to work for you. Because for me, that's the most powerful place to be in. Because if I sit down and see, okay, let me just see what's going to happen, I'm literally just waiting to see. I have no power. It means somebody else's power. That doesn't feel right to me, because you know I am a queen. Oh yes, I am a queen. I have sovereignty. And so I have to decide who is running my life. And I have to decide what it is I want. And so what it is I need to do to bring to pass the things that I desire. And that's something that we all have to remember. Who and what we are. The amazingness that's in us, and the greatness that is in us. We are great as human beings. Yes, we are. God did not make us as an afterthought. We come from Him. Think about that. We come from Him. If we really think what that means, we would do life very differently. We would. If we recognize where we come from and who we are, what is our stock, what kind of stock we come from, and the DNA that is running through us, We would view ourselves differently. We would behave differently. Life would be very different. And some of the things that we sit down and we get fed up, we get stressed, or we think, I don't think I can do that. I haven't got the confidence. I don't believe in myself. I'm not sure that's for everybody else, or this happened to me and it's really affected me. We would just draw a line and say, that was me then, but this is me now, because I decide this is my life. I choose. And I know that we have chosen life, but what does that really mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You chose life. One day you chose life. So if you chose life, how does that work? Do you choose life and now sit down and see what life is going to bring you? Or do you make demands on your life? Or are you one of these people that says, let me just wait and see what God's going to do? You don't know that God's done everything he's going to do already. He's looking to see, let me see what my son's going to do with all that greatness I put inside him. Let me see what my daughter's going to do with all that beautiful greatness that I put inside her. Listen, he will come on board when you get moving. Stop the waiting. You know, waiting on the Lord is the waiting that I talked about earlier. Waiting in your sacred space. Waiting for inspiration. Waiting for fresh anointing. Waiting for guidance. You can wait like that. But life is what you make it. You have to make it. So in those quiet times, in your sacred space, what are the inspirations? What are the intuitions? What are you getting? What are the downloads? Because once you've got that, then is when you go out and you make it happen. And that's where God gets involved. He says, yeah, let's go do this. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Why? The Lord has so much adventures for us, my friends. He has so much adventures. We are here to have amazing adventures and to let the greatness, the God life that is in us, have full expression. Because when the God life in us has full expression, God is being expressed on the earth. How? By you. The only way they're going to see God is through you. The only way they're going to hear God is through you. The only way they're going to understand God is the demonstration that comes through you. And so, yes, in these times, even the very earth is groaning and waiting for what? The manifestation, the coming forth, the demonstration of the sons of God. That's you and me. So, guys, it's time to be amazing. It's time to be glorious. It's time to be wonderful. It's time to be beautiful. It's time to be powerful. It's time to make your life. It's time to live your life. Stop waiting around. Life really is what you make it. Every part of me is beautiful.
I finally see.